Well, Nance, I'm surprised we weren't singing that song while we waved our handkerchiefs at the end of that fabulous lunch we attended last week at Salumi.
It was an amazing lunch at Salumi in Pioneer Square. We were lucky enough to arrange in advance to have a special private luncheon. They do those every week on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And we should say the reason that we were having this lunch was to say hi and have a swell lunch with Travis Gleeson, who was in town from Ireland. And I had been interviewing Travis earlier that day for a segment on Sound Effect about his new book, Chef Interrupted, about what happened to his career as a chef when MS stripped the insulation off of his wires. So we were all there. I didn't really know anyone except for you and Travis and the L&T, but it was just an instant party. We all got along so great, so much laughing and drinking of wine and eating.
All of the above. You know, I think that the salumi we ate, the house-made sausage, the garlicky spaghetti with the whole roasted peppers, and my favorite was the chicken thighs that were boned out and stuffed with breadcrumbs and herbs and lemon zest. I love that.
And Salumi's chef Brian Davis, who made all this wonderful stuff, I think he said he sautéed them, then broiled them, and then sautéed them again. Or it may be the other way around. And I love the way he stuffed that spaghetti into the peppers. It was just delirious food. What wonderful food.
It really was. And among Travis's friend was his pal Greg and his wife Lorraine. And Greg is the winemaker at Laurelhurst Cellars. Boy, he brought some great wines for us. But you know what? The thing that I loved about it was just the ease in which we all got along. It was really a great group of like-minded people, even though, as you said, we didn't know a lot of those folks. Ken Batali, my neighbor, was there. I knew him, but I didn't know Travis's friends, Adrian and his wife, Debs. They were so much fun. I think that from now on in, I need to have dinner parties where I make people I love invite people they love that I don't know so that I can meet new friends and slap my knee and have a good time. Like, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money getting together with friends. I think a great idea would be to have some kind of not just a potluck, but like you have an idea to bring soup over. Everybody makes some kind of killer soup, taste a bunch of different soups, and bring home the leftovers.
And everybody bring their own spoon. No, wait, that wouldn't work. You'd need a lot of spoons if you did.
You would need a lot of spoons. And what about the ravioli making party I had several years ago?
Oh, that
was great.
That would be fun.
I went to a friend's house. Yeah. Everybody made the filling, and then we made fresh ravioli. We brought three hand crankers, made them, froze some, and ate them right there at the party. It was a blast.
I like that even better than the soup. Any kind of dumpling making party is great because it gives everybody something to do. People who didn't know how to do it learn how, and then you eat the results. That's a good idea.
You know, Stein, that reminds me. I just got invited to my friends Joe and Julie's house because they have an annual feast for a pal of theirs who passed away about 6 years ago. Their friends show up and everybody cooks. They say, bring good food, bad jokes, a jug to share, a jug to blow, your own damn voice, a long-lost feaster, the usual nonsense.
I'll put some of the pictures Nancy took of our swell lunch at Salumi right on the Food for Thought webpage at kplu.org. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Any friends of Travis's are now friends of mine.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein.